John chapter 11 and verse 39. Jesus said, "Take away the stone." Martha, the sister of him who was dead, said to him, "Lord, by this time there is a stench, for he has been dead 4 days." Jesus said to her, "Did I not say to you that if you would believe, you would see the glory of God?" Friends, there are trials that can eat away at our peace and drain our joy. It can rob our confidence. Sometimes the things that we are going through in life, we try to hide and put away to avoid maybe shame of something. And trials and struggles come in all shapes and sizes. It might be a financial crisis, might be a relationship that's falling apart, a job that becomes unbearable, a person that challenges us at every turn, a physical condition that wears on us because we live in this dying body. It might be a bad habit, it might be stress, it might be the death of a death of someone in the family. It might be a variety of things. Trials are going to come our way. Do we believe? Do we believe in Christ? You think about the account of Lazarus. And the home at Bethany had been suddenly overshadowed by sorrow. Lazarus was sick. The sisters hurried to send a message to Christ. And when he heard, he said, "This sickness is for the glory of God." And how slow we are to believe the workings of God. Jesus loved Martha and Mary, and he stayed 2 days in the place where he was. And in refusing their request to come right away, he was able to give them something that was much greater. They had prayed, and now he asked their trust, having declared himself to be the resurrection of life. He said, "Do you believe this?" That's the question we have to ask ourselves today. Do we believe that Jesus Christ is the resurrection of life? When we do, the troubles of this world will seem so much smaller. In John chapter 11 and verse 17, "So when Jesus came, he found that he had already been in the tomb 4 days. Now Bethany was near Jerusalem, about 2 miles away, and many of the Jews had joined the women around Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him, but Mary was sitting in the house. Then Martha said to Jesus, 'Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died.'" And you stop and when you look at some of these phrases and these words that are exchanged back and forth between friends, "if you had been here," have you ever had somebody tell you, "if you had done this, this would be different"? It's almost, you can almost see her sticking her finger out and pointing at him. "If you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now, I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again." Martha said to him, "I know that he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day." It's kind of like, "Jesus, you aren't telling me anything new. I know that." Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this?" And she said to him, "Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who is to come into the world." And when she had said these things, she went her way secretly, called Mary her sister, saying, "The teacher has come and is calling for you." Therefore, when Jesus saw her weeping, the Jews who came with her weeping, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled. And again, as we've looked at this section of John before, when we get to the section when Jesus says, "Let not your heart be troubled, in my Father's house are many mansions," there's about four times before this where Jesus talks about himself being troubled. Jesus saw her weeping, and he groaned in the spirit, and Jesus was troubled. And he said, "Where have you laid him?" They said to him, "Lord, come and see." I find this expression interesting too, and I'm thinking of doing a sermon on it sometime. Come and see. We see that phrase repeated so many times, like with the woman at the well of Samaria, when she told the people of the town, "Come and see a man that told me all things that I've done." But they said to him, "Lord, come and see." Jesus wept. Then Jesus said, "See how he loved him." And some of them said, "Could not this man who opened the eyes of the blind also have kept this man from dying?" Sometimes we go through situations in life and we just don't know how they're going to turn out. Sometimes we say, "I know I believe in God. I know God can do all things." But Satan plants that doubt into us. And I have a picture of a mind to show you what your mind looks like when that happens in your life. And have you ever felt this way? You just don't know what to do. What am I going to do? Can I make it through this day? And Satan wants to get us distracted. He wants us to take our eyes off of Christ. He wants to lead us down another road instead of believing that Jesus is the Christ and he's all powerful. And in this account here in John chapter 11, we have a test of faith. Jesus says, "Take away the stone." And you stop and think about this. Jesus never did anything for man that man is able to do for himself. Jesus could have just looked at the stone, pointed at the stone, and the stone rolled away. The stone could have gravitated up and gone into outer space. Jesus said, "Take away the stone." The same principle is in the commandment later to loose him and let him go. Jesus never does for us what we are able to do for ourselves. The miracles of Jesus were never capricious displays of supernatural power. They were calculated, ordered, and in harmony with God's will. So God does for us what we cannot do for ourselves. And God never does what we are able to do. Sometimes we might say, "God," and we say, "God, send us workers. God, give us visitors. God, give us more people." And then what do? Do we get up and we go looking for them? Or do we just sit down and wait for them to fall in through the ceiling? God never does for us what we are able to do for ourselves. We might be struggling with something and we say, "God, take this away from me." But what are we doing for ourselves to help remove whatever that struggle is? Are we spending more time in God's Word? Are we praying to God more? Are we being around other Christians more? Take away the stone. Jesus, you can just hear him saying, "If you believe that your brother will rise again and that I am the resurrection, then roll away this stone. If you know that there's going to be a resurrection, just do what I say." James said that faith without works is dead. I'll show you my faith by my works. And friends, stop and think about this. If we expect great things from God, then we will attempt to do great things for God. If God is the one that gives us everything, and he is, and we want him to give us great things, well, what's our part? We need to do great things for God. We don't want to give God our crumbs. That's what we read about in the Old Testament. That's what his chosen people ended up doing. They